today for a half hour of high adventure.
Roger, out. Pacific, they'd have a destroyer sitting there when we came down almost. But a half hour later, when our gas was down to a few cupfuls and the rest of the squadron was long out of sight, an amazing thing happened. 1 minute, the sky was clear and cloudless. The next minute, we were surrounded by thunderheads and a typhoon hit us.
Holy cow, Lieutenant! Where'd this come from?
I don't know, but it's a woo-woo. Fasten your safety belt and don't tell her what this will do to us.
Believe me, I do so reluctantly.
What's that you got there?
Just a small tube and a become weak, dumb animals with whom they must be gentle. It was then that I began to know real fear. We were in a great underground city, but I could see little of nothing except what passed in front of my rigid eye. And then I was carried into a room, deposited upon a soft couch and left alone. I couldn't close my eyes, but gradually the light began to fade, melt away. I was in deep blackness, and I slept.
Anthropoids in the cave then.
They died out. Civilization passed. passed them by. They fell before the onrush of higher forms of life.
Even so.
But I give you our pledge that we will be just.
You don't believe me either, do you?
Well, Lieutenant, I'm glad now. heard your story, I'll make a report to my superior. Please be patient. Try not to worry.
Try not to worry.
Good day, Lieutenant.
Get out. Get out, sir.
Well, Commander Gorham, you talked to him. What's the verdict?